A good Nerv Shabbos. Parshas Kisiso. A loaded Parsha on so many levels. But I want to share with you something that is relevant every single week. Words that you say and hear every Shabbos, and it will ring to you once you hear the depth of it. You will understand the depth of Shabbos Kodesh. In this week's parasha, we say the famous words "V'shamru b'nei Yisrael es haShabbos." Klal Yisrael should keep the Shabbos. But then there's an added word. La'asos es haShabbos. To make Shabbos. We have already said you should keep Shabbos. What is added with the words La'asos es haShabbos? What does it mean you should make Shabbos? Is not v'shamru v'nei Yisrael es haShabbos? That means there's two things. There's v'shamru v'nei Yisrael es haShabbos. There's guarding the Shabbos Kodesh. And then there's something else called La'asos es haShabbos. To make Shabbos. To create Shabbos. This interesting pasuk tells us the Alshech HaKadosh is here to dispel a very famous myth. And that myth is that every single person lives the same Shabbos Kodesh. That means all of us sit down at our Shabbos table and we all feel Shabbos the same way. Absolutely wrong. For some, Shabbos Kodesh is 25 hours straight of love and joy and depth. For others, it's a jail. V'shamru v'nei Yisrael es Shabbos means you keep Shabbos. Tells us the Alshech, then there's La'asos es haShabbos, where you make the Shabbos, you set the tone of who you are and the Shabbos that you're going to live. You set the level of your Shabbos. The first song we sing after the Suda begins on Friday night is called Mekadesh Shvi'i Karoiloi. There are those that sanctify Mekadesh Shvi'i, the seventh day, Karoiloi, like it deserves, like it is befitting. Listen to the next few words. And then there's Shomer Shabbos Kados Mechaloloi. Then there are people that keep Shabbos, they just don't desecrate Shabbos. Tells us the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. There's the Mekadesh Shvi'i Karoiloi, is one Yid. The Yid who prepares for Shabbos. With cooking, as well as preparing Divrei Torah, whatever it is, it's going to be an exalted Shabbos. That's called Mekadesh Shvi'i Karoiloi. And then there's the Kadosh Shabbos, Kadosh Mechal, Shomer Shabbos, Kadosh Mechal. He's just careful Mechal. He just doesn't desecrate Shabbos. He does nothing good. Just doesn't desecrate. He's a Shomer Shabbos. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Schari Har Be'Miyot. Yes, both of them get merit. Apipa Aloi. But each one is to get merit for what they did. Don't think every Yid is living the same Shabbos Kodesh. Now the Chofetz Chaim is talking about Tzchar in the world to come. And I'm telling you, it's Tzchar in this world. You can have a Shabbos that becomes your weekly connection that you rekindle with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You rekindle with your Mishpacha. You rekindle with your Shul. You rekindle with your Gemara, with your Tehillim, with whatever it is that you connect with. Or Shabbos Kodesh, you just not be Mechal Shabbos. You could sit on your couch all day reading kosher magazines that are mutter to read and nash in a big, huge bag of potato chips for 24 hours straight. Was he Mechal Shabbos? No. Was he Shomer Shabbos? I don't think so either. I mean, he's Shomer Shabbos, but you understand what I'm saying. Shabbos is exactly what you put into it. The Chayadam says, I'm talking about, I'm quoting a halacha sefer. This is written in all Sefer Kodesh. I particularly want to choose a halacha sefer. The Chayadam writes that a person's Shabbos will be exactly, he'll feel on Shabbos exactly the effort he put into Shabbos. You come into Shabbos random, yeah, you're not going to feel it. But he writes, if a person comes into Shabbos rushed, doesn't have a minute to think about Shabbos, just gets knocked off the feet, Shabbos comes in, there's no feeling. If a person takes Shabbos a little bit early and he prepares, I'm quoting the Chayadam, now I'm going to quote the Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura says you could have two people making the same food for Shabbos. One of them says the covered Shabbos Kodesh and pushes the tray into the oven. And the other one doesn't. He says the other one gets a mitzvah and his moilud creates a kiddush in the home from saying the words of covered Shabbos Kodesh. When you're preparing for Shabbos, you're cutting up the salad anyway. You're baking the challah anyway. You add the Yiddishkeit, add the Ahavas Hashem into it. So it's not an exaggeration to say there were people that looked different on Shabbos. The Pashit, they don't look the same. Reb Shlomo Volbi, who was a Talmud of the Mir Yeshiva back in Europe, said that he came in on a Wednesday to Yeshiva. And he saw Rabbi Rochem Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, came in Shabbos. He asked someone if Rabbi Rochem went away for Shabbos. They said, that's him. That's how different he looked. Some people look different. They're out of their element. You could see they have an ear. They're not on their phones. Oh, that's Shemir Shabbos, at least Mechaloy. That's one level. I'm not on my phone. But then there's so much more. Yes, you disconnect from your phone. But did you connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu? I heard a story once. Story goes that the Dubna Magid pulled into a city. And he went over to the first person. And he asked them, everybody, you know. So the minig was that Magidim would go through cities. And they would find out the weaknesses that people have in their spiritual growth. And they would speak. So if a city was lacking on Shabbos, you talk about Shabbos. If a city was lacking in Kashrus, you talk about Kashrus. That was their job. They were traveling. And they would get paid by the rabbi of that kehillah. So he walked into the city and he got very interesting responses in this particular city. Everyone said, oh, we're doing okay. No one's doing great. You know, no one's killing anyone. No one's hurting anyone. No one's, everyone's doing basic. You know, he got that response from everybody. He realized that that's the kind of city that it's just no good. There's a lack. Everyone's just very complacent. And he lets out an announcement that there's a major levaya. Major levaya. At 1 o'clock, going out from the shul for a tremendous tzaddik. And every business has to be shut. He has the rav to announce it. Anyway, he goes ahead. It's a big box. And he finds a dead horse in one of the farms, puts it into a box. He parks it in front of the shul. No one has any idea what's in the box. And he gets up, and the whole city comes out to this levaya. Because they heard the Adam Gadol dies, and the Dubna Magid gets up and starts giving a hesped. He says the Nifter, in his life, never said a word of Lashon Hara. And everyone was listening. Not a word. He never made a joke. Not a foul, never a negative word to a person. And everyone's listening and crying. Then he goes on. He said, never drank wine. Never ate a piece of meat. And everyone is crying. Crying. It's unbelievable. And he's going and saying this. And he was in your midst. And you didn't even take advantage of such a person. And he went on to say how meticulous he was. He would walk in the street without shoes to inflict pain upon himself. Anyway, he went on and people were mamash crying. And then he said, and he was never, ever Michal Shabbos in his entire life. Not even a question. And going on and on. And he finishes. And after everyone's bawling, he goes ahead and he pulls off the curtain. And there is lying a dead horse. And he turns to the people and he said, "Did I lie? Was this horse ever Mechal Shabbos? Was this horse, did he ever say Lashon Hara? Did he ever do that?" And he went through the list. He said nothing. But he's still a horse. From not being Mechal Shabbos alone, you could be a horse. Tells us the Netziv, tells us the Alshich. Vishom Ruvene Yisrael Es HaShabbos is one level. But then there's Lasos Es HaShabbos. What does the word Lasos HaShabbos mean? It's an extra word. I'm already being Shem HaShabbos. Says the Alshich, no. You create Shabbos. You make it as good as you invest into it. If it's just not being Mechal Shabbos, you could be a horse. As a horse is also not a Mechal Shabbos. We're asked more. We're asked for Shomru, and we're asked more. Lasos Es HaShabbos. Make Shabbos more. One has to recognize the beauty of Shabbos Kodesh and the closeness. I'll finish with a quick story. It's an amazing story. Just so you understand what Shabbos Kodesh is and the depth of it. There was a, just the story will bring it out. There was a famous, the leader of Austria was Franz Josef, very famous guy. He was an interesting guy. He had his craziness. He had a law passed that every single house of worship had to have a huge picture of him hanging right in the front. And every shul and Lahavdol, all the other places, they all had. And he sent out a message that he's coming. He's coming to visit. Anyway, everyone got very excited. And obviously, everyone made sure that picture was up and hanging. And the shul in Krakow, where the Rovers of Shimon Seifer also had the picture up. Anyway, the night before, the local anti-Semites came up with a brilliant plan. They're going to go ahead and steal the picture the night before. And when Franz Josef comes the next day with the rabbi, there won't be a picture. They'll get in trouble. That's exactly what they did. They went the night before. They quickly stole the picture. And the next day, Reb Shimon Seifer is escorting Franz Josef into the shul. And guess what? Picture's missing. And everyone gasps. All there is a little hole where the nail used to be. And Franz Josef gets very upset. He turns to the rabbi. He says, "Where is this?" He said, "Oh, all cool and collected." Shimon Seifer says, "Oh, actually, we took it off last night." He says, "Why?" He said, "Your Honor, we have the picture to remind us when you're not here. But when you come, we take the picture down. Who needs the picture?" And he's looking at him and he's like, not convinced. He says, "In Judaism, we do that." He says, "Really? Where?" He says, "On Shabbos, there's a halacha that we don't wear tefillin." He says, "A whole week we wear tefillin. Shabbos, no tefillin. Why?" He says, "Because the whole week Hashem says, you have to remember me. Shabbos, I'm there. I don't need a sign." He says, "Your Honor, we a whole week, a whole year, we have your picture. We have to make sure we don't forget you. Today, it's an embarrassment to put a picture up of you." So he took it down. And he was so blown away. I think he liked the comparison between him and God. I think that spoke to him as well. It's an unbelievable lesson. Shabbos Kodesh is a day. Imagine, because Bob says, "Who needs tefillin? It's just you and I. Who needs any? There's no need." Is that the day? Last is a Shabbos. Remember, not everyone lives the same Shabbos. Your Shabbos will be as good as you prepare for it. The guarantees of Klal Yisrael will keep Shabbosim. Kehalacha will be Zeicha to the Gula. But it means Kehalacha. Not just enough. If everyone could take a few minutes over Shabbos, learn a little bit Hilchas Shabbos. That was the inspiration why we started the 5 Minute a Day podcast. It goes out with a question and answer. Just prepare. If that doesn't work for you, take out a Sefer on Shabbos by the Shabbos meal. Something. Learn the halachas of Shabbos. So you won't just be not doing anything. You'll be doing something. You'll be growing. And you'll have beautiful Shabbosim. Have a good, wild, good Shabbos.